Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. May is Mental Health Month, and as usual, when you hear the show, you're probably thinking, hey, Cousin Fred needs to hear this. We have them on podcast. Go to kxoradio.com, click on the podcast, copy the browser, paste it wherever you want it. Put it up on Facebook, send it to somebody as a message. Get it out and get it around, because this is our community wellness radio. So the more people who are spreading the voice of radio wellness, the better for all of us.
Yeah, and right there in that, we have guests. We have also on the radio people that work at Behavior Health. And, you know, we explain to the community, we inform the community about all the different programs that we have at Behavior Health and different issues.
Yes, and awesome guests like psychologist Michael Campos, who joins us today from UCLA. Yes. You guys have a gambling research institute, right?
Yeah, doctors Fong and Rosenthal, Timothy Fong and Richard Rosenthal, are the directors of the gambling studies group at UCLA, and I work in that lab. And right now we do some work with the Office of Problem Gambling, helping to implement and train and kind of develop the California Gambling Education and Treatment Services Program, known as CalGETS, that provides a range of services for gambling problems, all the way from telephone-based brief interventions to residential treatment. And the exciting thing about this
payday
is
loans for
no payday loans. No. The exciting thing about the program is that it's all free for California residents. So
nice.
You can
paid for by casinos and horse racing, right? I mean, it's paid for by the industry.
Right.
Taxes, through the taxes.
The industry's revenue, I believe.
It is industry revenue through a special distribution. There's tribal casino money that comes in.
Sure.
And then a percentage of that goes to the state for treating gambling problems.
Well, that makes really good sense, because if you think about it, casinos don't really want people to experience gambling problems. Although on the surface, they were like, well, they're just throwing more money at us. That's great. But that's not what they want.
Eventually, they run out of money.
And it damages their brand.
Right.
You know, if Cousin Fred just came over and borrowed $1,000 from me and is never going to pay it back, I'm going to start hating casinos.
No, it's right. Just like you're talking about, you know, people who have gambling problems. What always comes to my mind is the family vacation, to Vegas, the Chevy Chase.
Yeah, case in point, right? It's like, yeah, we didn't know, and all of a sudden, bam, there it was. You were talking, Dr. Campos, on the break about the difference between a problem gambler and a social gambler. Most of us are social gamblers.
Right. If you look at the prevalence rate for gambling disorder and gambling problems, we're talking, again, 1-2% of the general population. So the majority of people who gamble do so socially and do so as part of a recreational experience and maybe go for things beyond just gambling, shows, entertainment, shopping, buffets, those kinds of things, and as a social outlet. So we're talking about a small percentage of the population that actually experiences gambling-related mm-hmm. problems, but those problems are severe enough to warrant attention. And the other thing to point out is that it's not just the person with the gambling problem that's impacted. It's those around that person. It's the family. It's the children. It's the friends, the relatives.
The community.
The community, too. Yeah, yeah. So in that sense, I think even though the absolute numbers may be seem small, I think the impact is great, and therefore there's a need to address the problem.
We were going to talk a little bit about specifically about your research study that you came down to do, but before we jump in, I'm questioning, is this one of those neurological things? Is this a different brain, and that's why people, you know, what how do we know who's going to be the problem gambler and who's not?
Why is it that some can enjoy gambling, they can do it, and not walk away from the table, and the other ones?
Well, you know, there are different vulnerabilities. One of them is sort of ADHD and you know, depression, anxiety, and those sort of issues, mental health issues can make people vulnerable because they're looking to cope. And, you know, gambling can be an outlet for them and provide a coping opportunity. But in the long run...
And if it becomes problematic, then it's maladaptive coping.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.